There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
This Gamertag episode is brought to you by Gamefly. If you've ever wanted to try a game before you bought it, you should try Gamefly. It's the best way to buy and rent all your favorite games and movies. They're the leading video game rental service with over 9,000 titles to choose from. Just pick your favorite games and have them mailed straight to your door. Then keep them for as long as you want and never worry about late fees. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Visit Gamefly.com/gamertag to start your free 30-day trial today. That's Gamefly.com/gamertag.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2016 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
What's up, everyone? This is Pete Rock, Gamertag Radio, here at E3 2016. Had an excellent opportunity here. Check out Lawbreakers. I'm here with Daniel Nanny. He's the lead designer. Dan, to start off, what is Lawbreakers?
Yeah, so Lawbreakers is our role-based arena-style shooter. It's a more DNA style, but it's very heavy on verticality, gravity, gunplay, and the using of your abilities to take out your foes.
Awesome. So you said gravity. How did gravity become a critical component of the gameplay?
We just started out with gravity being a critical component. We wanted it to be a critical component because we figured it was a way of allowing our players to alter the battlefield, so to speak. With gravity and their control of gravity or removing of gravity, we allow our players to change vertical space, to slow other players down, to increase speeds, and it gave our players the flexibility to control their combat.
Okay, so it's an arena base. Are we talking 3-on-3, 5-on-5? What's the number of characters on either side?
We're going for 5-on-5 right now with different roles, and the roles will dictate your gameplay style.
Okay, can you define the roles?
Yeah, so right now we have the Titan. Titan's our heavier character. He's got a lot more health, or she's got a lot more health, depending on the side of the team you're on, like Lawbreakers. But the gameplay is still the same, and the Titans will be rocket launcher, AoE-based type of characters that can deal a lot of damage at close range and take a lot of punishment. You've got your Enforcers, who are a little bit more about range, about supporting their teams from a distance, that will use more AR-style guns and the ability to lock down enemy players or seek them out with their rocket launchers. You'll have a Vanguard, and a Vanguard is a light-based, skirmish-based class that's about getting in and out of the action really quickly, about capping batteries, capping points, but they're very flimsy, but they have an array of weapons that allow them to do a lot of burst damage. And then you have your Assassins, and the Assassins are our flimsiest characters, but can traverse the battlefield really quickly. They pull out swords, they can assassinate really fast. They're not called Assassins for any given reason. They actually can do it pretty quickly, but they're our most mobile and vertical characters.
Okay, what's your favorite character?
Oh, I love playing the Titan. I don't know what it is about rocket launchers, but I really enjoy rocket launchers. And it's very gratifying to be able to pull off his ultimate and lock down any of the enemy bases or to lock down your own base. I like playing defensive classes or pushers, and that kind of fulfills my fantasy.
So in the game, the main concept is to take one of 3 points, hopefully maybe capture all of them. Is that the only game type or game mode within Lawbreakers, or are there others?
No, so our first mode that we released was Overcharge, and Overcharge is our style of Capture the Flag, and it's our take on it, which is a little bit more dramatic, in which both teams are fighting for one flag, and that flag scores over a certain amount of time, but at any given point along that scoring cycle, it could be stolen by the enemy team and scored at their base instead. So it's like a lot like hot potato. And Turf War is a little bit more competitive in the sense that we don't allow the point to be stolen at any last second. What you earn is what you keep. But it's a play on domination. And the idea is what we always want to do is inject that flavor of drama and last-minute passion or intensity into our game modes and make them so they're really worth screaming about, either in love because you won or in hate because the enemy team has kind of ripped it away at the last given second. But all the modes we're going for, and we still have a couple more that we're experimenting with, are always going to try to take something that you instinctively understand but twist it slightly enough that it still feels fresh and new.
So you mentioned competitive with the recent popularity of esports. I mean, we got TV shows now going on cable. Is Lawbreakers trying to enter the esports race?
You know, I'm gonna say that we're letting our players dictate whether or not we enter the esports space. We're definitely a competitive game. I mean, we're online and it's 5-on-5. It's going to be a competitive shooter. If our players think that we're good enough to get into the esports space and they demand it, then we'll give it to them. But for right now, we just want to kind of dip our toes into competitive scene and be able to give them a really good, solid, balanced gameplay offering.
Okay, I know originally everybody heard that Lawbreakers are going to be free to play. Is that still free to play?
Nope, we are paid to play right now. We are going to charge you one price. We're going to enter into it with wholesale. We'll give you all our classes. We'll give you all our maps, all our modes. Free to play just added an extra barrier of entry in terms of fair play, cheating. There was a lot of issues that came alongside, and we didn't want to compromise the game that we were making. And this was the easiest way to allow all of our players to have the same experience without compromising any sort of skill.
Okay. I know I got a free alpha code. When is the alpha period, and how can our listeners get a chance to get into the alpha?
So you want to go to lawbreakers.com. There's a sign up there, and you enter in, and we will be adding more and more people as the alpha progresses. It's going to start this weekend. I believe this Friday, I think, is the first day of alpha. Friday and Saturday, I think we're doing it both days on this weekend. And if you go to the website, you have a chance to enter into it. The keys that we're giving out right now, you'll be able to definitely get into it now. If you don't make it into this cycle, there will be more alpha phases that will be opening up. Just go to the website, apply, lawbreakers.com, and at any given stage, we'll be adding more and more people.
Okay, what platforms can people play Lawbreakers on?
Right now, it is PC only. It'll be through Steam. So as long as you have a Steam account and a PC, feel free to sign right up.
Is there any intent or desire to go towards consoles, or are you guys sticking PC only?
We'd love to go and breach into the console eventually, but I think right now it doesn't make any sense with the small team that we have to focus and split our time up on trying to support the consoles. We want to make sure that the game is as good as it can be, and our leading platform is PC. And once we have that nailed down, we'll think about pushing it into other consoles.
Sounds good. Release date again?
The release date, we don't have one, but we do have our alpha date, which is going to be this weekend.
Okay, and more information, you said lawbreakers.com, anywhere else, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram?
Oh, definitely. We have all of the above, Twitter, Facebook. I think we have an Instagram account as well, but definitely go to Twitter, definitely go to Facebook, and our website, lawbreakers.com.
All right, excellent, Dan. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.